Good morning, everyone. We're excited to be continuing the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference this morning. My name is Denise, and I am on the Healthcare Investment Banking team here, and it is my pleasure this morning to introduce Sutro Biopharma. With us today is Jane Chung, CEO of Sutro, and we'll also have time for Q&A at the end, and we'll be joined by Jonathan Fawcett, Head of Clinical Development. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jane.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Denise. It's an honor and a privilege to present the new Sutro story at J.P. Morgan this year. I'm Jane Chung. I'm the CEO of Sutro since March of 2025. With the strategic pivot we did last year, we have done the hard work to really transform our business by redefining our strategy and right-sizing our team, extending the runway, and accelerating our pipeline. And with the first program, getting us back into the clinic with tissue factor ADC within just 6 months of our strategic pivot. And in addition to that, making Sutro a clinical oncology company yet again, with several more programs to go into the clinic this and next year. I will be making forward-looking statements as outlined here. For the new Sutro, we're on a mission to deliver the next generation of ADCs, to drive value today, as well as shaping the future of the ADC field. We have a very differentiated technology, ADC technology, that enables us to uniquely optimize every component of an ADC to really dial up the differentiation of the medicines that we're trying to make and deliver for patients. We have built a very exciting ADC pipeline, developing multiple programs in parallel to deliver three INDs over the next 3 years, and we're on track to deliver on that goal. We also extended our runway three times this year, now to the middle of 2027, which does not include any of all of our collaboration milestones, which can further extend our runway and give us more time to data. And I think what's new in our company is actually we have a new leadership team that has deep ADC experience that bring also fresh perspective from outside Sutro. This is a new company with a new strategy and a new team and a new focus on execution and discipline to rapidly advance programs where Sutro is uniquely positioned to deliver differentiated medicines for patients. Our ADC pipeline consists of both single payload and dual payload ADCs. Our single payload ADCs are meant to really optimize. We've actually incorporated our optimized design for our new linker payload system with the beta-glucuronidase TOPO1 exatecan DAR8 platform, and I'll explain to you the benefits and advantages of that. But really, the single payload ADCs are meant to really validate the technology and the platform and move us quickly into the dual payload ADCs, which have the potential, uniquely so, to overcome resistance, drive deeper clinical responses, delay progression, and set a whole new standard of care for the ADC field. We are already in the clinic with our STRO-004 program, our tissue factor ADC, and with the best-in-class profile that is emerging in our preclinical data, we intend to expand the benefit of a tissue factor ADC beyond cervical into multiple tumor areas. We have a very ambitious but very smart plan to get to initial top-line data by middle of this year. We only got into the clinic last November, and so we are moving at pace to get to quality data. What we're excited about is actually seeing a very high safety window. We have actually seen in our GLP tox study an HNSTD, or highest non-severe toxic dose, of 50 milligrams per kilogram. This is one of the highest we've seen with an ADC, which gives us a greater safety window to actually dose higher to therapeutic areas and therapeutic relevance. Our next single payload ADC is STRO-006. It's an integrin beta-6 targeting ADC. This is a very interesting target that's already been validated in lung cancer, which is a significant clinical opportunity for us, And we are also seeing this program well tolerated at 25 milligrams per kilogram, and we're on track for IND later this year. Moving on, we've actually announced and revealed that our first target for our first dual payload program will be a PTK7. PTK7 is a target that's also been clinically validated with the first generation payload ADC, and with room for improvement on both safety and efficacy. And we're on track. We've actually moved up the IND entry into the clinic from late second half 27 into later this year or early 2027. And here, we're really excited about the potential of the program actually being tolerated at 25 milligrams per kilogram. So while we're getting to higher DAR, which these dual payloads are, now it's a DAR of 10, 8 exatecans plus 2 MMAEs, we're not seeing that we're taking a hit on safety. And the ability to deliver these safely is actually the critical step in actually delivering greater potency with a dual payload approach. So we're excited for the acceleration, the execution of our pipeline, which then bodes well to make this a very exciting year for Sutro. So what makes Sutro really unique is our design capabilities. We can, as I said, optimize every component of an ADC, the antibody, the linker, the payload, and actually every which way this can be combined. We have optimized our payload system to a DAR-8 exatecan platform that is consistently delivering DAR-8. We've even gone as high as DAR-16 without compromising PK, which is not an easy thing to do. And the higher this advance actually enables us to get to higher DAR and incorporate multiple payloads in the ADC design, which then allows us to deliver greater potency and activity. In addition, we've optimized our linker strategy with the beta-glucuronidase linker, which is further stabilized with our non-natural amino acids on the with click chemistry on our cell-free platform. This also allows for better tumor cleavage and less cleavage outside the tumor, also improving the safety profile of our products. And then on the antibody side, we make our antibodies in a cell-free system. So inherently, they are Fc silent. We don't engage and activate the Fc gamma receptors. They're not glycosylated, and so you avoid certain liabilities that are associated with conventional ADCs like ILD and pneumonitis, further improving the safety profile of our programs. And really, this whole design feature is really meant to address the unmet need that still exists with ADCs, and that is that efficacy is limited by toxicity. And altogether, our Sutro's far greater design capabilities allow us to actually drive ADC exposure up by 2 to 3-fold higher than conventional ADCs, which we fundamentally believe that if you can actually deliver more exposure to ADCs, this fundamentally is driving greater safety and greater efficacy for our programs. So we're excited to get into the clinic with STRO-4 already. We have our phase 1 trial active and ongoing, and incorporating all the improvements and advantages of the cell-free ADC design into our program. We've designed STRO-4 for actually to drive greater exposure, to drive greater safety and efficacy. We're actually seeing in our preclinical data that we're driving a 50-fold higher exposure than the approved tissue factor ADC, which is quite remarkable. We've optimized the linker payload here to the new beta-glucuronidase topo-1 exatecan DAR-8 configuration, and our antibody here is actually designed for high affinity for tissue factor target, as well as not interfering with the coagulation, normal coagulation processes. Our antibodies are Fc silent, so they also reduce ILD risk as well. We've done a PDX trial. We're looking at how to de-risk this program in terms of what we expect to see in the clinic. And to do that, we've done a very robust PDX work to look at all areas where tissue factor is expressed. So in this, we're looking at PDX models in head and neck, lung, pancreatic, and colorectal cancer. And this is activity, anti-tumor activity after a single dose of STRO-4. And you see clearly robust activity across the board with best responses at 73% partial responses seen in all tumor types tested so far. Our phase one trial will include tumors that we know express tissue factor target already. These are the seven tumors we'll be including: lung cancer, colorectal, bladder, endometrial, head and neck, pancreatic, and cervical. And with our higher HNSTD of 50 milligrams per kilogram, we've actually disclosed that our starting dose for the phase one trial will be 1 milligram per kilogram. And we're actually excited about that because we are seeing this to be an active dose in the preclinical studies already. So if you're starting at 1 milligram per kilogram and able to get to even more active therapeutically relevant doses rather quickly, we'll be able to get to data soon. And so this is anticipation and expectation for us moving forward with this program. Okay, our next single payload ADC is STRO-6. It's an integrin beta-6 ADC. We also have designed this for high exposure selectivity, safety, and stability. It has the same sort of linker payload system, the beta-glu DAR-8 exatecan format. And for the antibody here, this is an antibody that took Pfizer almost 10 years to actually make. It's not an easy antibody to design, first and foremost, because you have to make it very specific for this alpha V beta 6 heterodimer that is involved primarily in the tumorigenesis process without impacting the rest of the TGF beta signaling in the normal processes. Our antibodies, again, are Fc silent to reduce the risk of ILD, and this is especially important if this is actually going after an opportunity in lung cancer. And our IND is on track for later this year. Here is a snapshot of the same PDX trial that we're doing for STRO-4, also for STRO-6, and after a single dose of STRO-6, we're able to see very robust anti-tumor activity on the left here, and we actually benchmarked this against the a surrogate competitive program with a DAR-4 MMAE that may be in the clinic. And so here you're seeing superior activity from best response, but also on the right you're seeing the spider plot or spaghetti plot showing durable activity after a single dose, even 40 days out after the tumors have been treated. And then we're actually particularly excited about our dual payload ADCs and how the dual payload ADCs can overcome resistance to single payload ADCs and really set a new standard of care for delivering targeted chemo combination. Despite the advances been made with ADCs, there's still significant unmet need for improving cancer treatment as well as ADCs. We know that resistance is actually driven not by the target, but by the payload class. And there's new emerging data that, real-world data that suggests that exatecan ADCs followed by a subsequent exatecan ADC with the same or different target actually shows limited benefit versus chemotherapy. So we know that the window of all these exatecan ADCs coming out of China may actually close at some point. So what is next? We know also that chemo combination is more effective than single agent chemotherapy, and dual payload ADCs are nothing more than just delivering these combination therapies in a targeted way. But this does require some more sophisticated protein engineering to enable this to be delivered in a very safe way. So we believe that the dual payload for Sutro programs are highly differentiated in three ways. One, we're well ahead of other companies in terms of the multiple payloads we have in-house. We have the topo-1s, we have the tubulins, we have the DDRIs or the ATRIs and PARP inhibitors, but we also have immunostimulatory agents, and we also have a payload class we have not actually disclosed publicly that has been valued very at a premium in the private sector. Even more important to the number of different modalities of payload is the tailoring and the control of the ratio of these payloads as they attach to the antibody. And here, this is where Sutro excels and has a clear advantage. We can actually control the ratios of these two different payload systems. Imagine when you're introducing two different payload systems where they have to attach to the same linker or the same cysteine or lysine attachment on the antibody, things can get really messy. So having a tight control of these ratios actually helps us deliver a more safer product. And we have not one non-natural, but two non-natural amino acids that we introduce in the cell-free system that further stabilize our linker-payload system to get to these ratios. And what's exciting here is that we now have data that shows that our safety, that these programs are well-tolerated at 25 milligrams per kilogram with two cytotoxic payloads. And that's really compelling because that's comparable to what you would expect in a single payload exatecan ADC. So in HER2, some of you may know, is at 30 milligram per kilogram. Datroway is at 10 milligram per kilogram. So we're actually right in that neighborhood to be able to deliver this very safe. We've announced that our first dual payload into the clinic later this year or early next year will be going after the PTK7 target. PTK7 is a target that's expressed both on stem cells as well as tumor cells across multiple tumors, triple-negative breast cancer, ovarian, as well as lung. There has been clinical validation in the first-generation payload ADC with an MMAE payload, and yet there's still improvement to really improve the safety as well as the efficacy. Here you see on the right a breast xenograft model where we've seen a dual payload delivering very strong response in a breast cancer model with the PTK7 with the format of a DAR8 exatecan plus two MMAEs and how that outperforms a single payload for the MMAE in light blue and a topo single payload in pink. Now, we have achieved proof of concept in-house at Sutro on our the impact and value of the dual payloads in two different tumor-resistant models. The one on the left here, we have actually treated tumors to resistance. Here's a HER2 tumor where we've treated on a weekly basis in HER2 and actually treated to progression and resistance. And then we follow that up treating that same tumor with a tubulin inhibitor and also treated to resistance. So now these tumors are now doubly resistant to both classes of payload. And then we introduce them to a dual payload ADC, which now shows really impressive anti-tumor activity in the blue to a doubly resistant tumor. And this is not a single dose. This is weekly doses until progression. And these mice or rats are living now 400 days out, so they're living a long life. And then on the right here, we're actually looking at a resistant tumor, a colorectal xenograft, which is classically or historically resistant to tubulin or MTI inhibitors, as seen in this green line, which is the lack of response to an MTI payload ADC. And at the same dose, you see a moderate response to an exatecan ADC and a single payload ADC, and then more robust superior anti-tumor activity seen with a dual payload ADC with a DAR8 exatecan and two MMAEs. We have an exciting collaboration also with Acelis Pharma. It is our iADC program. It is an example of a dual payload ADC program where they combine an immunostimulatory agent with a cytotoxic payload and deliver that and actually trying to achieve activity in tumors that are unresponsive to immunotherapy. We're excited to hear that our partners are actually getting into the clinic early this year, so it's another program into the clinic for Sutro and a validation opportunity for us on the science and the platform. So we're very excited about our next generation ADCs, highly differentiated programs that we've built in STRO-4, STRO-6, and STRO-227, and even STRO-00Y that we have not yet announced, and all incorporating the optimization that we've made in this, with the cell-free design advantages. And then, now with one program already in the clinic as of last year for our tissue factor ADC, and now with two or three more programs going into the clinic this and next year, we are really trying to drive more benefit to patients and more value for shareholders and really turning around this company. Finally, and in closing, I just want to give a big thanks to the entire Suture team as well as our partners for the amazing focus on the execution to really drive the pivot and help us make this fast pivot and drive more execution to make the delivery of the new innovation and the new story for Suture possible.